This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hi, Sam. How's it going? Oh, sorry. Everything's all over the place for me today.
Morena.
Ke
te pehea koe?
That's
good. Alrighty, well, yeah, today we're doing something different, but interesting nonetheless. We're doing a very special Laneway preview anniversary albums today. So I'm going to be talking about some of the artists who are going to be hitting our stages in the lush green surrounds of the Albert Park precinct this time next Monday, although hopefully the weather will be much nicer than it is today.
Woo!
Yeah. As you probably know, we did a similar thing last year to this. So let's kick it off, shall we?
Yes, let's kick it off.
So I'm going to start by talking about a guy called Anderson .Paak. And he is a Californian R&B musician, and he's been around making music for about 6 years now. And it's really been in the last couple of years that he's really kind of taken off, thanks to his 2016 album Malibu. And Malibu was one of the best albums of 2016, and he's been touring it quite extensively for 2 years straight now. He's played a lot of gigs, a lot of festivals, and it's kind of, his style's a mix of kind of R&B, soul, hip-hop. And the album also featured guest appearances from the likes of Schoolboy Q and Talib Kweli. He's also a very, very good performer. He's done tons of festivals, and he raps, he sings, but he also plays drums, which is very cool as well. So he's a seriously talented guy, and we're very lucky to have him come to our shores. I've been wanting him to come down here for ages because he's definitely a favourite of mine. So should we play a song? No. Geneva's waving her hands at me.
Please
so
don't. I'm trying to be subtle.
All right. So just before the show, just before the segment today, the timetable came out, which was great timing.
really need to bring your songs in, bro. I can't do this anymore.
So yeah, the timetable came out, and it's looking pretty good. There's a lot of our very own Polyester is kicking off the festival at 12:10.
No, actually, that's Wax Chattels, and then Polyester's at 12:10, but Wax Chattels is on at 12.
Mm.
Just get going there for you. All right. Okay. So, do you want to introduce the song?
Yeah, so we're going to play a track from his 2016 album, Malibu. The song is called Put Me Through.
My own demise. How much longer will I let it ride?
Alrighty, kia ora everyone. That was Anderson .Paak with Put Me Through, and we'll be going into an ad break now. We'll be back with Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, the Laneway edition, soon.
Oh, brother. I wish I could attend Laneway, but I have some very important and real reason why I'm unable to do so. Gosh darn it.
Back up, chump. From 7 a.m. right till the end of the festival, 95BFM will be broadcasting live from Laneway. There'll be BFM DJs hosting shows, broadcasts of selected bands, and we'll be crossing live to roving hosts. And if you're at Laneway, you can come say hi to us in the BFM bus. 95BFM's FOMO curing Laneway live broadcast. Thanks to Orcom.
I can't do the tiles until I've done the waterproofing. But first,
I have to sort the jib, which I can do as soon as
I've run the wiring.
And I've done the plumbing.
As soon as he gets back from the hardware store with the stuff he needs. Don't be the one who held the job up. Don't be that guy. Just order your hardware at snappy.co.nz and they'll deliver it in as little as 2 hours while you get on with it. Snappy. Find it, get it, do it.
Welcome to Psychotron.
Set phases to interstellar love. It's Troy Kingy's Shake That Ass All the Way to Psychotron tour. February 2nd at Lee Sawmill and February 3rd at Whammy. Troy Kingy, Electric Wire Hustle, Coco Solid, Mark Vanilo, and Borrowed CS. Two cosmic shows celebrating one sprawling mystic sci-fi soul odyssey. Troy Kingy's Shake That Ass All the Way to Psychotron tour. February 2nd at Lee Sawmill and February 3rd at Whammy. Tickets from Under the Radar.
Glenn, what are you doing? You've been in there since 1 o'clock.
Mum, get out.
What are you... Oh, my God, Glenn, you're completely soaked in gin.
Mum, it's just music.
God, you're dripping eclectic tunes and handpicked vinyl everywhere. Ah. Do you even know what genres you've been trying?
Mum, it's genre-free.
Sweet Jesus, come on, into the shower. You're sweating music everywhere.
The Tuesday 1 to 4 show with Jen. 3 hours of genre-free musical exploration for your Tuesday afternoon. Right here on 95BFM. Sit back, open your ears, and let it all soak in.
Alrighty, everyone. We're back to Anniversary Albums. And yeah, Sam, what are we going next?
We're going to be playing a track from Canadian band Bad Bad Not Good. So they're from Toronto, and they play a mixture of sort of jazz, jazz fusion, instrumental hip-hop. They've been around for about 7 years now, but they've grown in stature and they've had very good success in the last 4 years or so. They've released a very successful album in 2016 called Four, and they also have had success with a collaboration with Wu-Tang member Ghostface Killah in 2015. This growth has also led them to be quite in demand with other artists. They've featured on the tracks by the likes of Snoop Dogg, Kate Renata, Mick Jenkins, lots of other people as well. So if you're into jazz and instrumental hip-hop, definitely consider checking them out. So we're going to play a track from their 2016 album, Four. This track is called Speaking Gently.
Whoopsie daisy, this is what happens when you are me and not you. Here we go. You know what? Let's move on to the next song because it just keeps doing weird stuff. How about that?
Let's just move on then. That was a little taster of Bad Bad Not Good.
Wait.
We're sharing a run sheet here.
Yeah, we're sharing a run sheet. total entertainment for
everyone. All right, yes, we're going to be talking about Father John Misty, and this is the moniker, of course, of Josh Tillman, formerly of Fleet Foxes. He's been releasing music as Father John Misty for the last 6 years. He's put out 3 albums. I believe there's another one coming this year, and he's had great success in the last few years with his last 2 albums, 2015's I Love You Honey Bear and last year's Pure Comedy as well. He's a very eccentric performer, quite a strong personality when he performs, and his music is kind of based in that LA 70s singer-songwriter style, strong folk country influences. Yeah, he's also got a great band with him as well, so it'll definitely be worth checking out. This track is from his 2017 album Pure Comedy. It's called Total Entertainment Forever.
Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. Plugged into our hubs, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face. As the stories replay, this must have been a wonderful place.
Woo, yeah.
That was Father John Misty and his track Total Entertainment Forever. If you've just tuned in, we're doing a special Laneway preview anniversary albums today. So something a bit different, but similar to what we did last year as well. So the next person we're going to talk about is called Loyal Kana. Now, he is a rapper from the UK, and he broke onto the scene in a big way last year with his debut album Yesterday's Gone. Now, he's quite a unique guy because obviously grime is a big deal in the UK. And as soon as someone says, oh, you're a rapper from the UK, oh, you must be a grime artist. But Loyal Kana is actually not part of the grime scene. His style is more, I guess, traditional hip-hop. There are definitely soul influences in his music. The Guardian described his style as confessional hip-hop. And he's actually done quite well carving his own niche outside of grime, which has probably helped him get wider recognition around the world. His debut album from last year earned him a Mercury Prize nomination and some Brit Award nominations as well. And he really had a very successful year last year. So definitely, if you're into hip-hop, definitely go along and check him out. And yeah, he should be good. So this particular song is from his 2017 album Yesterday's Gone, and it's called Damn Selfie.
Thank you. time. It's been a minute since I've been with some women. Not cause they've been lacking, just I've been lacking the feeling. I've been staring at the ceiling, listen to the chat that they're revealing. Wondering if I open up or keep concealing. I ain't trying to be demeaning, it seems. Thought you knew this, I don't really do this. Moving like a Judas, talking all that talk, but ain't no time for acting foolish. When you asking all the brothers saying through this, I might just jump on this for free, jumping on them freestyles. I be wild, moving brains, see now. It's so sunset, it's beautiful, it's one guest. One morning, afternoon in that sundress. The summer flies by, every morning, I'm still yawning. Same conversation, never boring.
Yo, she texted
me,
it's
good.
Oh, that's Tomo. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know. That these days are feeling cold. My love could take her home. As if we never knew I was too young for you.
And then you say you ain't about guys. Especially brothers from the south side. But been about mine ever since the drought line. You and me been living on this cloud nine. Saying it's about time, starting front light. Nothing will change until it drains. Ain't nothing the same. Cause you become like the blood in my veins. Saying I'm way too young to be stuck in the rain. And still it's peak weeks till I figured out you play keys. 18, you were listening to JD. Blaming the bay trees, telling me you hate these. Geez, but didn't need me telling you they ain't me. Because they ain't me. They ain't me. Don't need to know about the colours that they paint me. I've been too busy getting dizzy off that JD. Dreaming of the places you could take me. So
I know that these days are feeling cold. My love could take her home. As if we never knew I was too young for you.
Hello. So, anniversary albums with Sam Smith doing a Laneway special. And what do we got next?
We're going to listen to an American singer who broke onto the scene last year with his debut album, Aromanticism. His name is Moses Sumney. And he has Ghanaian heritage. And I think you can hear that African influence in his music. His music, I guess, is alternative soul, I describe it. It's very atmospheric, quite jazzy in places. And what he's got going for him is this beautiful voice, which is kind of silky, smooth tone, got a very nice falsetto going on. And it's quite a unique voice, actually. And this has led to him and his album being one of the most critically acclaimed releases of the last year. And he's kind of flown on the radar, but I think people will be quite impressed with him if they go catch his set. So this particular song is from his 2017 album, Aromanticism, and it's called Plastic.
I know what it is to be broken and be bald. Tell you that my silver is gold, though I'm much too old for make believe. And I know what it's like to be held and not be held. Funny how a stomach unfed seems satisfied, cause it's swell and swollen. And you got me shooting across the sky like a star, but no. A secret.
Beautiful track from Moses Sumney, who'll be playing at Laneway Festival, and this is part of our Laneway special for anniversary albums.
Yes, so, indeed. That yes. is very beautiful.
And yeah, we're going to be going to an ad break now. We'll be back with more of the artists who will be featuring in Laneway next week. Got your tickets? Do you have your tickets? Get some tickets.
Christmas is done. New Year's was a blast. That's fun over for the next 12 months.
Laneway.
Better get settled back into the old 9-to-5 drudgery.
Laneway.
Shush, I'm trying to despair over here.
Laneway. Laneway's coming up. Laneway.
Laneway.
Summer isn't over yet. Laneway is almost here with Slowdive, the internet, Aldous Harding, Bad Bad Not Good, and so much more you don't want to miss out. Laneway 2018, January 29th at the Albert Park Precinct. For more info, head to lanewayfestival.co.nz.
I hear the whir, I see the flash, I'm winding tight until the snap. Hey mister, did you see that lovely camera come by? Wicker lovely.
Sorry, can I borrow your...
This is private.
Oh my god.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
At last, the filthy, filthy truth can be told. Reaching beyond the reaches of time and taste. Beyond Dirtbag, every Monday. This is the show you've heard so much about. The show those establishment latte liberal vapors tried to stop. Ripping off the twisted lid of local and international grunge, punk and garage, where the pleasantries know bounds.
Hello.
Piss off with your mild-mannered sensibilities. This is Dirtbag Radio.
Dirtbag Radio with Radley, Sam and Tam. Three full-on dirtbags that won't give you Legionnaire's Disease, Monday 7 to 9 on 95 BFM.
Alrighty, I'm going to try cram in like the new two songs and, you know, this amount of time. This is Pond with Paint Me Silver. They'll be playing at 3 o'clock on the Princess Street stage. And here they are. It's a suspenseful beginning. There we go. Woo!
Slip up in the shower, sinking, won't make
95 BFM, that was Pond with Paint Me Silver. We're doing a special edition of Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We're doing the Laneway special edition.
Yeah, and we're going to finish with a track from American R&B group The Internet. This is the second time they've come to Laneway. They played here in 2016 as well. Now, they've been around for a few years now, and some of the members used to be part of the supergroup slash collective Odd Future, so the likes of Sid, Steve Lacy, Matt Martians, and yeah, they're coming back off the back of some really successful years as a group and as individuals, and their last album was 2015's Ego Death, and it looks like by all accounts they might have another album coming out this year as well, so we might get a preview of some new songs, hopefully. But in the meantime, we're going to finish with a track from their 2015 album Ego Death. This is Under Control.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.